Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love on Dubbo and the Central West's number one.
Hit 93.5.
Good morning, Dubbo and the Central West. What a way to come back Tuesday. You're looking down the barrel of a four-day week. Hey, Mike.
Hi, I am not Jimmy.
You are not Jimmy, but you're hanging out with me today. How good.
I know, it's like the old band's back together.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in this morning. Did you have a good long weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was down in Sydney, went to the grand final.
Mate, what a showdown that was.
Oh, it worked out quite well for me.
I was down in Sydney as well, actually.
Yeah, you were. We didn't meet up, unfortunately.
We didn't, no. Didn't get into any of the sporting events, but mate, you looked like you had some great seats.
Oh, it was really good. Like I like to be all, oh, you know, it was nice, it was kind of, but no, it was really good.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear more about that later in the show. Obviously, if you're just waking up and joining us this morning, a huge news breaking across the world this morning is the news out of Las Vegas. They are calling this the worst massacre in American history. 58 people have been killed after a man opened fire from a hotel in Las Vegas at a country music festival. We'll be covering off with that throughout the show, and all of your news headlines will be keeping you updated with that. We're actually going to be chatting to a girlfriend of mine, Kelly. Mm-hmm. She lives in Vegas, and so she's going to be talking about her experience a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to be crossing live to Dean McCarthy, who's got some more information on that. So obviously we will be keeping you updated with those headlines throughout the show.
Yeah, absolutely harrowing news to kick off the week, unfortunately. But there is some good news as well.
That's right.
$4,000 up for grabs. Smash for cash.
What a nice round number. Wouldn't that be
I'm here for a milestone number. I'm happy for that.
Sensational to give away today. We're going to try and give away $700 in smash for cash as well. And huge episode of The Block last night with Josh and Elise taking out a perfect score room reveal, tying with Ronnie and Georgia. So we're going to drill down with them on that after 8 o'clock this morning.
Excellent. But coming up next,
Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Oh, see, when I was here last time doing the show with you, it was, you said it was the most difficult radio competition last time.
Yeah.
I think you've upped the game.
Well, you are in for a treat, my friend. Tradie Toolbox is coming up next.
Absolutely. But first, let's kick it off. Pink, What About Us on Hit. We are so... Hayley Steinfeld on Dubbo and the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. Thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in for you Tuesday morning. And obviously, if you're just joining us, the huge breaking news around the world overnight is the horrific massacre that occurred in Las Vegas overnight. They are calling this the worst massacre in American history. 58 people have been killed when a Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, opened fire from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. It rained down on a huge crowd of about 22,000 people who were enjoying the Harvest Country Music Festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Mike, I've got a couple of friends over in Las Vegas, and one of them we're lucky enough to be joined by this morning. Kelly, girlfriend, you're in Las Vegas. You're living there at the moment. I just wish that we were chatting over more positive circumstances this morning.
Oh, me too.
Kelly, tell us a little bit about where you were in Vegas when all of this unfolded last night.
So we were at the Excalibur Hotel, which is about two casinos away from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first show of the night had just finished and we were all kind of getting ready to head out, and the girl that works for them got a call from a couple of some boys that had visited for the night that weren't on the show, and they were saying, they were like, stay inside, don't come outside, like, we've just managed to leave, but there is gunfire and there is shooting and there are cops everywhere, do not leave the showroom. And so, yeah, then essentially hotel management came, and we just had to, they just put us on the entire strip, went on lockdown, and so everyone was just kind of sitting ducks in casinos for most of the night.
They're calling this the worst massacre in American history. We're hearing reports that 58 people have been confirmed dead. It's mid-morning there over in Las Vegas now. Kelly, what's kind of the mood like in the community there?
I think it's just, it's shock, disbelief. There's a rather somber feeling today. There have been quite a few businesses that have shut out of respect for what has happened. Yeah, it's very, very somber, very just shock and disbelief are probably the two main emotions people are feeling at the moment.
Kelly, we're so glad, obviously, that you are safe. Obviously, the well-being of everyone over there is paramount, and we are sending so much love, thoughts and prayers to everyone over in Las Vegas. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Praying on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. Huge controversy on the block last night with Josh and Elise tying for the room win with Ronnie and Georgia, both taking out perfect scores, tens across the board, and they join us on the line this morning. Josh and Elise, welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, morning, guys, how are everyone.
You guys knocked it out of the park last night. How did you feel receiving that perfect score?
We were pretty pumped. It was just the bedroom, but I think we, you know, the quality and the final touches of the room were insane, and I think the style was completely different to everyone else, so we're pretty proud of thinking outside the square and just getting it done.
It must have felt good rubbing it in Ronnie and George's face, pipping them at the post.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have liked to share the 30 out of 30, but anyway, it happened, and we were very happy and we didn't really care, but I don't know if they did.
No, they definitely seemed to care. They did not seem happy last night. And I tell you what, the drama just keeps ramping up. Just when you think it can't get any more hectic, you guys ramp it up a notch.
Yeah, look, we didn't really like to get into the drama too much. So, we sort of tried to avoid it all. But we're just each week trying to better ourselves and better our room and better our house. So. Mm-hmm. With a bedroom, bedrooms don't really sell houses, so we wanted to do a nice bedroom but just not spend too much money on it. So, yeah, sure. It's pretty simple, but, yeah, stoked to get a win.
Fantastic. And landscaping week this week. I mean, I'm looking at the ads already on the TV for this week. I just can't even believe how hectic things are going to get.
It's going to be a biggie. Lots of drama and lots of negotiating. Lots of money and lots of digging and lots of mud. So that's all what Landscaping Week's about.
What's been the most challenging part of the competition for you guys so far?
Ooh, each week kind of the workload got bigger and the sleep got less. So it was kind of, as the weeks went on, it was obviously harder. But I would have to say the hardest week for us would have to be the landscaping.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah. You'll see coming up. We can't say, but it's a biggie.
So you can't say why, but you can definitely say this is the most challenging week.
This is the most challenging week. It is nice to be outside and do something completely different. We got an amazing landscaper, Dave Franklin. So he hopefully can get us through the line.
Josh and Elise, it has been great to chat to you this morning. You took out the tie of the winning room last night with a perfect score of 30, and we can't wait to see more drama unfold with Landscaping Week this week. Good luck.
Thank you. Let's
go! Dubbo and the Central Ace, number one, Hit 93.5. Thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in.
Joining us live now from Scoopla HQ, Mr. Dean McCarthy. Good morning.
G'day, guys. Good morning.
Bit of a heavy day over in the States today, obviously with the Vegas massacre happening overnight. Dean, tell us what you know.
Yeah, you know, it is a heavy day and it's not a topic we wanted to talk about on a Tuesday morning, is it? This is what happened. So if you're just waking up, to give you the lowdown, last night in Las Vegas, a man smashed the window out of the 32nd floor at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and took fire at people attending a country music festival. He had a lot of ammunition and he was shot at the crowd of 22,000 people. There's lots of videos of everyone running. 58 people are pronounced dead so far and over 500 people have been injured. One of those injured people is a friend of mine, Joe. He got shot in the arm. Joe explained to me that he's fine per se, but it skimmed his arm, and he explained to me how the police got everyone out of there, how he was taken to a hospital. He showed me a video of him all lined up with everyone at the hospital and they're waiting for people to donate blood. That's a big thing right now. Mm. He's fine, but obviously very, very shaken. Another friend of mine's a police officer in Vegas. He didn't get on the phone, but he texted me saying that he's okay and that he, you know, has never seen anything like this before. It's horrifying. People are obviously fleeing Vegas left, right and centre. They stopped flights last night, but I think flights have resumed again because the Mandalay Bay is actually really close to the airport.
Right.
So yes, they didn't really know, yeah, what was going to happen there. So just sending a truckload of thoughts and prayers to everyone in Vegas today.
Absolutely. And I was hearing that Hollywood premieres were cancelled after the news of the shooting.
They have. So the premieres have been cancelled today. I've got a premiere tomorrow night, but it looks like that one's going ahead. But it's kind of for two reasons, out of obviously respect and also out of safety, because it's a lot of people in the one place. And even though everyone who was in Vegas obviously gets, metal detected before they enter the venue, you can't really control someone who's at a hotel across the road on the 32nd floor, So people are just looking at every single new precaution that they can take.
Absolutely. Dean McCarthy, not the exciting, lighthearted news we usually get from you for Scoopla, but thank you so much for joining us this morning for all of the breaking news in Vegas.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
French Montana and Sway Lee, it's Unforgettable on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. And the biggest party of 2017, Hit 93.5's Dubbo Derby Days on November 4. Got my shoes yesterday in Sydney.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my gosh. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Save the date and have it on Hit for more details.
Absolutely. Now, this past weekend, you said you were in Sydney, as was I.
As were you, my friend. And you've been telling me in the breaks how you really enjoy a getaway.
I love a getaway. I love staying in, hotels. It's just, it's weird, right? Especially the hotel I was staying in over the weekend, I was there. My family also were there as well, so it was great to catch up with them as well. So we're all staying in this one, there was five of us, all staying in this one big hotel room.
Glamorous.
It was quite nice, I'll say. We saved money by, being about, 30, 40Ks out of the CBD.
Right. But out in the burbs.
Yeah, but we had, two bathrooms, various bedrooms. It was a really nice place to stay. Anyway,
beautiful.
So I'm going in there and I think, this is really nice. Oh, look at, it's much nicer than where I live.
Do your parents say don't touch the minibar?
There was no minibar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well. It's more like an apartment sort of thing.
Because there's always temptation in hotel rooms.
And they're always overpriced.
Yep.
But what's not overpriced is all the toiletries.
In the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. You know, the shampoos, the conditioners, the body lotions, the bars of soap, the facial wipes, the shower caps, all that sort of stuff.
Little sewing kits. Sometimes they even have
sometimes,
them.
Sometimes, yeah.
You need to just sew on a button or hem a seam or something.
Really useful if you're ever in an emergency
Exactly.
But the shampoos and stuff, they were really nice.
Were they? Like a good luxury brand that you'd never find in the shops?
No, exactly. And they're cute. They're like little,
little pint-sized
30 mil bottles
great.
And stuff. So I stole them. Is that not what you're meant to do? You take the toiletries.
So did you literally clean out both of the bathrooms of all the toiletries?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because, on the first night, we used some of the toiletries that were there.
Sure.
And then when we left, obviously housekeeping, it comes through, it cleans up, and it restocks it for you.
After the first night?
After the first night. But because over the long weekend, there was no housekeeping for the rest of the thing. But I took the rest of the toiletries because I thought this could come in handy if I go anywhere else.
Did your mum and dad want to take any of them with them?
I didn't ask.
Oh, you didn't ask? Here your dad is going yes, can't wait for some conditioner, yes, and then goes in, no, none there.
I should have asked because this is really, you really common. People take these all the time. Just a few weeks ago, I had friends come visit from Adelaide and they had just been on their honeymoon.
Right.
And they had been all around Tasmania. They'd stayed in six, seven different hotels.
Yeah.
They get to my place, right? I open up a bag that they asked me to open. I did just start going through their things.
I was going to say, were you looking for their toiletries to steal them while they were staying at your house on the honeymoon?
I could have and they wouldn't have noticed because I opened up the bag and it was just filled to the rim of just toiletries, all these mini toiletries from all the hotels that they'd stayed in. I opened it up and tipped it on my dining room table and there was tons.
They've got a jackpot.
There was a solid 30 to 35 mini bottles of stuff in that bag.
And was it just shampoo, conditioner and lotions? Were there any weird, obscure items
in
there?
It was all shampoos and
all your stock standards. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I like that. I think I'm going to start doing that because, you know, when you go on holiday, you want some extra travel shampoos and stuff like that.
Sure. So, yeah. It's a bit of a thrill as well because you feel like you're doing something a bit naughty.
Yeah, a little bit. It's the thrill of that too.
But I think it's not frowned upon.
No,
people
exactly.
do this.
13, 12, 16 if you feel the same.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're a hotel thief.
Hey, now that's...
Like Mike.
Fine. It's Christina Aguilera on here.